All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. My name is Alex Mason, and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, we're going to continue our discussion of precedent transactions. You know, we picked this up a little bit last week, started talking about some other topics, but now I want to get back into it. So at this point, you know where to get the financial information. You know what your comparable transactions are. Now we need to actually benchmark them, right? So first you have to figure out the universe of transactions that you want to look at, get the information, and now you're putting it together. So what do you do to put it together? First of all, once you get your comparable deals, ask yourself the question, which of these deals are most relevant when analyzing the target company? Because you're going to get a bunch of deals and you initially pick your universe of deals based on what you think is relevant. But then once you actually get the numbers, it's worthwhile to do a reassessment, right? And figure out, okay, do these actually make sense relative to the target that I'm looking at? So bring all the data in one place. You can compare multiple transactions, look at your multiples, look at your different fundamental metrics, right? Like what were the revenues of the companies in these transactions? What were their EBITDAs? And then look at the valuation multiples. What were their EV to EBITDA ratio? Maybe you're looking at EV to sales or something else like that. And then you can compare those things. Now, other considerations here. As a general rule of thumb, the more recent the deal, the better. So remember, we're focused on relevancy here, not just the sheer number of comparable precedent transactions that you have. Does it actually matter? Is it truly comparable? Always be asking yourself that question. And recency is one thing that can make something more relevant. So if you have two similarly priced deals in the sense that they have deals with companies with similar financial profiles, and one is way older than another one, go with the newer one if you have to pick, right? Because things are always changing, and the more recent data that you can show a client or someone that's working on your team with you, the more relevant that that's ultimately going to be in your analysis. Another point that I want to bring up is market conditions. Consider the market conditions at the time that the deal was done. Were interest rates low? Were they high? What were the industry dynamics at the time of the deal? These are important considerations also when you're thinking about relevancy. Because if I'm looking at a precedent transaction that is very alike to the target company I'm looking at, but the interest rates were super low at that time, but now they're much higher, that's going to change how I value the business because the cost of debt and the credit markets are very different in the macro environment. So you have to consider that as well. And then you could also, of course, have that vice versa. So think about that. And then the other part is industry dynamics. Like maybe you're working in an industry where the cycles are very long and very deep, like in aerospace or oil and gas or something like that. Or maybe the dynamics are completely different, like they're in tech, like you have periods of long, sustained, high growth, and then some major shocks to the system where there's decelerations like we saw happen in the US here in 2022, 2023, and even somewhat right now as well in 2024. So think about this particular industry that you're looking at because that can have a really big influence on the relevancy of the transactions based on timing. So once you get answers to these questions, what is that going to do for you? Ultimately, it's going to help you tell a better story because remember, this business of investment banking, it's not just about crunching numbers, building models, and like getting calculations right. All those things are amazing, especially at the analyst level. That's what you're expected to do, right? But once you get into the associate level, VP level, and beyond, what are you really doing? You're telling a story. You're putting things together at a high level that are backed up by low-level detailed fundamentals, of course, but you're really telling this high-level story in order to convince your client of some idea that you have. Because remember, investment banking is about giving advice that is built on trust. So of course, make sure your numbers are right. They have to be right. But make sure you're putting things together in the broader context of what the story is for this particular transaction. And so benchmarking comparable deals is a critical part of that. If you're doing a precedent transactions analysis, you've got to look at everything in context and look at the relevance. Okay, that's what I got for you today here on Investment Banking Insights. I hope you're doing amazing. I hope you're out there crushing it on your recruiting journey. If you're still recruiting, if you've already been successful, congratulations. My name is Alex Mason. I am your host. Thank you so much for showing me the love on Spotify, rating the show. Thank you so much for reaching out on LinkedIn. I just got a bunch of messages from several listeners and that I responded to recently. So thank you so much for showing the love. I really appreciate it. And keep on going. I'll see you next time.